Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Greg is with us in class. And Greg, I just wanted to mention that when our children were growing up, they're very young, I just had an absolute fit about the propaganda, the messages that were on television. And these were the years of over-the-air television, you know, simple antenna pointed at the TV towers and in Virginia. And I just put my foot down and said, that's it, no more of this. The only thing that you can watch will be history or future history, meaning science fiction. You can watch either one of those. But none of this mind-numbing, lame-brained, stupid comedy. I think they call it sit comedy or situation comedy or sitcom. I used to call it stoop-com. Well, there was a series that I watched back in the 90s, and it was called, even before that, called The Outer Limits. And there was a particular episode that I wanted to mention, specifically with Greg in the front of the classroom today for his reaction. I know he's going to have one. So this 1998 episode of The Outer Limits was called The Vaccine. And The Outer Limits was what I would consider science fiction. Fantastic things that would really stretch the mind. So this particular episode, 1998, The Vaccine, was 24 years ago, right? A genetically engineered virus was released. There's a massive wave of death, massive. The victims, some victims, very few, were holed up in a hospital clean room. There was death everywhere outside. Everywhere. The city streets, in the hospital, everywhere. And the government promised that they were working on a vaccine. And then a truck arrived, a military truck arrived, and a man got out with a hazmat suit on. He had a clear hood, like a plastic window so he could see where he was going. But it was a hazmat suit. And he had a box, and he said that he had a vaccine. Held up a sign as he got out of the truck because the people in the hospital were going to shoot through a hole in the window to kill anybody that tried to get into the hospital because they'd be carriers of this virus. So he held up a sign. He said, vaccine. Have vaccine. So they decontaminated the box. The military dressed guy in the military truck took off. And there were specific instructions on how to administer this vaccine, of which there were only three doses. Three. And there were roughly 10 people holed up in the hospital. And the one person who was really in charge was this nurse, and she was trying to figure out what to do. Three vaccine doses, roughly 10 people, and the instructions said how to mix it up, how to let it incubate, if you will, and to give it to people who were young, vibrant, healthy, and were able to reproduce. That's who it had to go to, people who could reproduce, meaning bear children. And then what happened was these three guys, these young guys, decided they were going to seize the vaccine, and they weren't going to let other people have it. So they determined they were going to save themselves. And they self-injected the vaccine and died almost immediately. And then what we found out was that in that clean room, the people who actually did survive, who did not get the vaccine, were immune. And they lived. Does that sound like, I don't know, anything that we're familiar with? Does that sound like...
Absolutely. You know, I didn't take the vaccine. And I really haven't gotten sick one time. Not even once. I had a little scratchy throat one morning, and I took something that I knew would work. And by half the, you know, halfway into the day, it was gone. But it's everybody that I know that has taken the vaccine has been constantly getting sick and dying. It, yeah, you know, even back then, they knew what the plan was. The time wasn't ready. They couldn't get it into a society. You know, I watched that movie, Don't Look Up, and I saw the stupidity of the people when they were talking about this, joking about it. Now, you know, an asteroid coming in that was a planet ender. And to the last minute, they were just completely dumb. I mean, acting like idiots. And I thought, what a time we live in, because that's exactly what I'm seeing, is people that just can't come to a reasonable deduction. They've been dumbed down so far that they'll accept anything. I was just watching a video, I guess, in China, where these sheep are going around in a complete perfect circle for days. And the news media was joking about it. Well, I don't want to go to China. That sounds like a new virus. I don't, you know, are we going to be walking around a circle? They're joking around about it. And you know what? The first thought that came to my mind is, if they can inject a dead beetle and animate it and make it walk around and do things, maybe these sheep were injected with something. And they're controlling them. I don't know. Just a thought. But I'm seeing people act in ways that I've never seen growing up before. And I don't know whether it's mind control. I'm just beyond speech. Right now, some of the stories that I read through this morning, Tucker Carlson actually came out the other day against the COVID shot and says it's physically dangerous and causing blood clots, and put a lady on there. He says, and he was thanking her for being there because no other news media, he said, would allow her to tell her story. And her doctor said it was COVID, that, you know, the vaccine that caused the clot in her eye. She's lost part of her vision and went through all kinds of tests and has done all kinds of things. I read another story. The majority of COVID deaths are among the vaccinated Americans. For the first time now, in 230 million have had at least two shots. 58% out of 42 vaccinated deaths. And on the unvaccinated deaths, only 23% deaths from COVID, 77% healthy. So that means 58% of those that were vaccinated have died from the COVID deaths compared to 42. So they
let me say it a different way.
The COVID deaths in the U.S. now are among the double vaccinated, at least two shots. Most of
let's
those
say it
deaths,
a different way. So
Yeah.
Greg? So of the COVID, let's say it this way, of the COVID deaths, 58% have been vaccinated and 42% have not been vaccinated. So the statistics are that more people have, a greater percentage have died being vaccinated than died not being vaccinated. That is,
yes, correct.
That's what information as being reported. And that's exactly the opposite of what people have been told. Y'all be getting vaccinated or you're going to get COVID. And people, I've talked to people and I've said, why did you take the jab? Why? And the answer was always, my doctor told me to take it and I didn't want to get COVID. That's the answer.
And now more than half
of those who died have been vaccinated. And that's really, it's amazing. And you're right, 230 million. That's just another 100 million to go and it'll be complete in the United States. So of those who have not been vaccinated, you're going to find that the majority of USA preparers instructors have not been vaccinated, including Dr. Norm Shealy, Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren, Greg, Rich, Gwyneth, Vincent, and Kyle, and Sharon, and Kathy. And you know, there are people who work for the United States government, they have jobs for the government, doing things for the government. They may be government employees, and they have been, in the past, these are ID-wearing people. You know, they wear these ID badges around their neck to say who they are when they're at the work site. And some of these people complained, yo, you know, this is really not fair. You are violating medical status, HIPAA regulations, by forcing the badge to prominently display vaccinated or not vaccinated. So the companies stopped, many of them, displaying the vaccination status because it was causing two classes of people. Those who were vaccinated were afraid of those who were not vaccinated at the workplace, and those who were not vaccinated were concerned about the shedding of those who were vaccinated. So nobody wanted to be near anybody, which really made for a difficult work environment. Back to you.
Yeah. Anti-vaccine thoughts are a mental illness, illness requiring treatment, is what some people are starting to say now. I mean, total propaganda. China as the model. Biden, you know, has made comments about that. Police at the Foxconn iPhone plant in China appear to have completely lost control of the situation of protesters because a lot of these protesters were COVID positive, and so they sent them home and then rehired new people to take their place and offer them benefits. And it sounds like the break's coming on, so we'll get in a little bit more into this in a minute.
Yeah, and there's another component to what Greg's talking about when you talk about Apple. And that is, it's in bed with the communists. Communist China. That's who they are. So our technology is dependent on the communists. Think about that.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig Lesher's with us, RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg, for those who want to see that video, repeat, it's 1998, that's the year, The Outer Limits, and that's the series, and it's called The Vaccine. It's riveting, it's 24 years old, and I think it will be an eye-opener. It's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. And the reality is that the government was warning that be really careful because the people who created the virus are the people who are portraying the government dispensing the vaccine. The people who created the virus are the ones, who are dispensing the vaccine. And beware, because it's the same thing, a deadly version of the virus. That's what this is about. And correct me if I'm wrong, class, is if COVID is a bioweapon and the vaccine is a version, direct injection to the body of the bioweapon, wouldn't more people be dying from the vaccine? And then the question is, isn't that exactly what's happening? Isn't that what's happening? And by the way, what happened to all those respirators, those iron lungs that were being developed by major manufacturers? Where'd they go? Where did they go? Are they in landfills right now? Where are they?
You know, I watched a video, the premiere of Died Suddenly. And that is the most powerful video I have seen. And most of it is about, it's from embalmers all over the world and what they're seeing in their embalming, trying to embalm people who have got these, they're not blood clots. They're a white substance that take the shape of the veins. They're completely plugging up the veins and the arteries, these growths. And it's something new since the vaccine. It started timing with the vaccine. And when they're pumping out some of this blood, it says it looks like there's got coffee grinds in them. They're microclots, they call them. And while they were making that video, the embalmer got a phone call, and he asked if he could take the crew along, and they said that would be fine. And what did they do? He opened and he took a pair of tweezers and pulled out a clot that looked like it was about 3 or 4 feet long of the same material. It wasn't created. That was completely something that just happened while they were interviewing him. And that's in part of that video, but it's called Died Suddenly. And I suggest you look it up and get a copy, hold of it and watch it. Now, I was talking with this friend of mine who sent the copy of the video to me, and he was listening the other day to a program. It was on GCN2, and they had someone on there from geoengineeringwatch.org. And these two people that were on there were up in the mountains in California while they were spraying, and both of them got nosebleeds, and they did some testing. And evidently, he said that they are unleashing hell on us right now. They're dumping stuff that he doesn't see how we're going to survive. And I haven't really done any more investigation into that, but I suggest you go to geoengineeringwatch.org and see if you can find this program where they were talking about this. They were in the mountains of California. And I guess they were pretty close to a trail that went over, and both of them started to nosebleed.
Dane Wigington is a USA Preparedness instructor. Dane Wigington is the founder of geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane Wigington has been on with us here at USA Preparedness over the years. And about the nosebleeds, I've gotten them too. All of a sudden, out of the blue, nosebleeds, bright red nosebleeds. It's pretty frightening, class. It's all true. We'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States will send Ukraine another $400 million in military aid from U.S. stockpiles as Russia's war on the country reached its ninth month. The new package will include 150 heavy machine guns with special thermal imagery sights to take out attack drones that Russia bought from Iran and had been deploying against civilian infrastructure in recent months. Thousands of Amazon warehouse workers in about 40 countries plan to take part in protests and walkouts to coincide with Black Friday sales today. Employees in the United States, United Kingdom, India, Japan, Australia, South Africa, and Europe are demanding better wages and working conditions. Heavy rain today in Houston, Atlanta, and New Orleans. The same storm will also deliver lots of snow in parts of New Mexico and western Texas into the Thanksgiving weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Med Away has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Med Away can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Watch it.
Oh, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
Oh,
God, you're...
Take my... When you go... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, here is an email that I received from Dane Wigington, and you can get one too. You can go to geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineeringwatch.org, and you can sign up for the news, the alert news. It's called the Geoengineering Watch Global Alert News. Now, this one is from November 19th, so about 6 days ago. Issue number 380. Quote, this is from Dane Wigington, quote, "Are they finally about to come clean? The White House admits it. We might need to block the sun to stop climate change." That's what it says. It goes on to say the former balance of four seasons is no more. Flash cooldowns now commonly turn summer to winter in many regions. over the span of only a few days. Many agricultural regions are drying up. Others are drowning under deluge. A long and growing list of countries are descending into collapse and chaos while future wars loom on the horizon. When will the branch break for all of us? The latest installment of Global Alert News is below, and there's a video, end quote. So the main thrust of what he said was, the White House admits it, we might need to block the sun to stop climate change. This is insanity. This is absolute insanity. Blocking the sun will prevent photosynthesis at some level. Photosynthesis is absolutely required for green. You want a green lawn, green leaves, green trees. If you want to survive, we need photosynthesis.
And without photosynthesis, you're creating a lot of CO2 and dead plants, dead trees, dead animals.
And the answer is really simple. The answer is very simple. Use less. Use way less. So instead of blocking the sun to prevent these massive shifts in climate, the answer is to stop the spraying and to stop this irrational exuberance of consumption and greed. Not everybody needs to go on vacation. Not everybody needs to go visit the mouse. Not everybody needs to go eat at restaurants that have disposable packaging with every single meal. Disposable cup, straw, lid, wrapping, squeeze tubes of ketchup and mustard and mayonnaise, disposable forks. Not everybody needs that. We got to stop it right now. Right now. That's the only way that this is going to work. And we have to stop burning. And, you know, hospitals, do you ever wonder what happens to your pillow when you go to the hospital? You go in there for 2 days, you get a pillow. You know what happens to those? They burn them. Well, they burn them. Hospitals have incinerators. They burn the disposable protective equipment. They burn the hoses, the plastics. They burn all that stuff. The last thing that you want to have in your neighborhood is a hospital because of the hazardous waste and the burning of the waste. Seriously.
Yeah, yeah. And let me tell you, the earth, we learn through scriptures, is alive. One of the prophets was able to talk with the earth. What's going to happen when we do these things to try and control the earth, lower the CO2 levels? Maybe the earth will raise those CO2 levels itself with volcanoes. I suspect that that's the case that we're going to see. I think we're going to see changes in the earth as it tries to cleanse itself of this sickness, of these devil. We talked about the last time we talked about the scripture talks about forbidding to eat meat, and you know, being taught doctrines that he called them doctrines of devils. Okay, Kanye West just came out and started exposing the fact that there was child sacrifice in Hollywood. And then even Beyonce was involved in it. I think he's telling the truth. He doesn't care about money anymore. He cares about his relationship with God. All that crazy? I don't think so. Not after what we've been seeing. It just blows me away, people. The condition that we're in right now, and what we are seeing, is going to cause death, more death and famine. They want to depopulate this earth by 95%. They're doing it. What can you do? I keep telling people, you know, prepare. Get the best grains you can from farmers that do not involve themselves in geoengineered crops. Store these things because you're going to be living off them. Purify your water. I've given a specific instruction in the simplest method to do it, which is the flat top solar electric still, which I have on Amazon. You can find that at realwaterindependence.com, on how to purify all of your water. Get these elements that they're putting in the air and in our food. Wash your food in some purified water, because it likes to bond with things, and it will remove a lot of the garbage that they're spraying on the crops. And I also suggest pray over your food. Ask your Father in heaven to remove anything that you can't, any toxin might be present, and just be prepared. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Yeah, let me read something. This is yesterday, Thursday, November 24, 2022. Headlines, and this is from ZeroHedge.com. Quote, most crucial industrial fuel faces global shortage, end quote. Goes on to say, quote, a perfect storm in global diesel markets is unfolding. Refining capacities are light. Stockpiles are being depleted as the northern hemisphere cold season begins. Supply crunches could jeopardize critical transportation networks, since the industrial fuel also powers ships, trucks, and trains. The fuel is also used for heating homes and businesses, as well as power generation source for utilities. Within months, almost every region on the planet will face a danger of a diesel shortage, just as supply crunches in nearly all world markets have worsened inflation, and hurt growth. Bloomberg warned. Bloomberg. The economic impact of soaring diesel prices and shortages worldwide could have devastating effects, such as inflation accelerant that would burden households and businesses. Both gasoline and diesel prices are linked to crude prices set on the global market. Due to supply constraints, diesel prices in many markets currently demand a hefty premium. It goes on, but that's the end. Yeah.
Yeah, can I give you what I foresee?
Yeah.
Now, this is me. This is just something that that's come to my mind. Could it be that when they start limiting the transportation of food to areas as emergency, that food might be contaminated or with something that wants to further their program? Are you going to depend on these emergency shipments because the diesel fuel isn't there? But the people are starving. What are they going to feed them? Well, we can remember what Klaus Schwab said. You will eat the bugs, you will own nothing, and you will be happy. And what I get from that is you will eat what we give you, and you will die. You know,
Greg, it's the tertiary delivery system, okay? Number one is airborne COVID, right? Number two is jab COVID. Number three is people panicking, being hungry because the weather conditions, the markets are thin in terms of food. And then as it gets colder, people, you know, right now we're eating last year's food, right? We're not eating this year's food, we're eating last year's food. Okay, so this year's food is thin, and we haven't figured it out yet, meaning the GDP hasn't figured out that there's less corn, less wheat, less rye, less beans, less meat, less everything. So when it actually hits the marketplace that there's really less, then the government can step in, and corporations with the government can step in, and that can be the delivery system for the tertiary wave.
Now, think about this, people.
exactly what you said.
Yeah, they're still saying the COVID vaccine is safe and effective and encouraging you to go out and get it. Now, when they control the food, are you going to want to eat it? I sure am not. I, for one, won't touch it. In fact, there's a lot of products right now that I'm abandoning, such as lettuce, because of the CRISPR program. And I understand the first lab rat human that tried the CRISPR technology died of it. I want nothing to do with it. The famine, the earthquakes, the earth revolting, that's all ahead of us. And I think we're on the precipice of seeing a lot of this start to occur. Just last night, I get USGS survey and earthquake reports daily, and the earthquakes are kind of going off the charts. They're filling up my emails. Things are starting to happen with the earth. I think it's starting to revolt against what's going on.
Greg, you're talking about two arms, right? And so there's a news report that says, quote, headlines, quote, White House COVID advisor, God gave us two arms. And what they're talking about is one for the flu shot and the other for the COVID shot. Now, that sounds like...
That's what Biden said. Biden said that we have two arms, and they're for the COVID jab. In other words, they get injected in both arms. I've got the quote. I've got the video. I'll actually send it to you. He said that's why we have arms, is so we can receive the COVID jab. These people are sick. They're demented. They're twisted.
So, what I'm reading is White House wants simultaneous, this headlines, Fox News, quote, White House wants simultaneous COVID and flu shots. That's what the White House wants. I mean, that will doubly hit your immune system and lower it.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
There's an article in The Atlantic, and it's, quote, should your flu and COVID shots go in different arms? End quote. By Catherine J. Wu, W-U. And so she says that, and I'm paraphrasing, that she got the jabs and, you know, the flu and COVID jabs and in different arms. And it was difficult. It was difficult to raise her arms, like getting things off a shelf or putting deodorant. So she says, okay, you got to ask yourself, if you have a reaction like that to a jab, and this is September 15th, 2022. If you get a reaction like that, something's wrong. It's not good for your body to hurt yourself. And she got hurt in both arms because, you know, she was following the White House recommendations for a jab in each arm rather than get the COVID jab and the flu jab in the same arm. And she was wondering what would happen, you know, had she gotten both jabs in the same arm. Would it be worse or better? And so she asked some medical professionals, and she really didn't get straightforward answers. Unbelievable. My mom and dad got the flu shot when I was at the university back in the 70s, and they told me they thought they were going to die. And I wonder if it had lifelong effects for the rest of their lives. I wonder. I believe it did. I believe it did. And so, really, why is it? Why is it that every family has been affected, impacted with the deaths surrounding COVID? And why haven't we gone ballistic and routed out those who were involved in the deployment and the genocide and the omnicide and the economic suicide that this all created? Why? Why are we all just standing around, yeah, Uncle Joe died, and, you know, Uncle Bob and Uncle Bill and just Aunt Minnie and Aunt Sally? It's just terrible.
Here's the story. That's why God gave you two arms. Biden COVID response director tells Americans to get booster and flu shots. And
it's going to take all of us to make that happen. So please, don't wait. Get your COVID shot. Get your flu shot. That's why God gave you two arms. You can put one in each arm if you want. Go to vaccines.gov, and let's do everything we all can to protect the American people. Thank you.
There it was. Can you believe the sickness and the idiocy in that statement? That's why God gave you arms, is to get the flu and the COVID shot. This is a government? People, I want you to think about this seriously. What kind of mush mind without two brain cells to rub together is going to believe that malarkey? Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Yeah, what was coming to my mind as I was listening to that is a U.S. congressman named Emmanuel Cleaver, United Methodist minister and a former mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. Said a prayer, and his prayer said, "Amen," and a woman. Now, amen means the end. Okay? That means the end of what I'm saying. Amen. Or it means so be it. A woman has nothing to do with a space man, which is different from amen. It's unbelievable. So the idiocy of this guy, Emmanuel Cleaver, is just right up there with the clip you just played. That's my reaction.
You know, how many of you out there are prepared, and how many of you out there are preparing? If you're waiting to see if this is going to turn around, well, the CBDC is about ready to launch with the banks a program to start testing the digital currency. There's nothing you can do about it except invest in things that you can trade with and barter with, such as gold and silver, food, and other highly used items that you can't do without and that others can't do without.
I think farmers are going to be
currencies. Yeah.
I think farmers are going to be the people's best friend. You know?
Yeah.
So what would you trade for a chicken, class? So what would, if somebody came up to me, Vin Fennelly, and said, "Hey, Vin, I'm starving. How about one of them there chickens?" And I might say, "Well, what do you got?" What? So that's the question. What do you have that you would trade for food? What do you have that you would trade for a container? What would you trade? What would you have to offer? What would that be that maybe a farmer might want? And the answer, I think, is going to be limited to hard work. My farmer might say, "See them there trees? I need them cut. Can you do that?" I might trade a chicken. You cut five of those trees. So I'm up in the firewood. Might be doing that. Think about that. What skills do you have? And what do you have to offer? That's where we're going. Greg, thank you so much. See you next week.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.